Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the new improved GOP chew toy. Talking about Benghazi. Apparently all the sweet cream goodness has been sucked out of Obamacare, what with the world not coming to an end at all, like everyone said, and drat the luck, no death panels. So John Boehner decided to throw a large number of capturing the Senate majority election chips down the Benghazi rabbit hole. This issue, concerning the death of four Libyan embassy employees, excites the base to where they vibrate and leak green froth from their mouths while their voices go up two octaves. The major difficulty will be negotiating the fine line that separates energizing the troops from politicizing a tragedy. And the Benghazi tote bags don't help. Can't wait for the catchy jingle. Do the Benghazi boogie. Take two steps back. Shake your head. Look around. Take two more steps back. Even after 13 hearings on the subject, the Republicans are determined that this time they'll get the truth to such disturbing questions as why Susan Rice wore a pink blouse when she went on the Sunday talk shows. Was it a signal? Why wouldn't Barack Obama get off the phone with Benjamin Netanyahu? Were they celebrating? And who exactly do Republicans hate more, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? Yes, the answer to these and many more questions, including why their party has lost consecutive presidential elections. Because they're stone-crazed loons, that's why. Afterwards, a consultation with Geraldo Rivera might be in order, because this thing is going to discover less than when they opened Al Capone's vault. The only good news is the term impeachment is yet to be bandied about, and for that, we should all get down on our knees and give thanks for Joe Biden. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.